Our reading from the Good News according to Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. She was so very young, barely of childbearing age, lovely and innocent, yet knowledgeable. She was a faithful, faith-filled daughter of Abraham, daughter of the Torah and the prophets and the promise of the Creator God, whom she worshipped with every fiber of her being. Even at that tender age, she pondered in her heart all that she heard and saw among her people, the people of Israel. She knew that someday there would be a Messiah, raised from her own family, rooted in David. She often wondered how and when that would happen. Not if, but how and when. The mystery of it all intrigued her. Then one day in springtime, she awoke to light that filled her body and soul. There was a voice, a kind of whisper like a gentle breeze. Was it inside or outside her head? Or maybe in her heart? Clearly, something remarkable was about to happen, and she would be a part of it. An invitation to divine motherhood. How could this be? She was betrothed to a man named Joseph, but they were not yet married. It wasn't supposed to happen like that. How to understand? How to trust this piecemeal revelation of God's will? And yet there was another page in the story she heard, another implausible but firm promise of grace. Her cousin Elizabeth, married but childless, was always thought to be barren. The intuition now was that she too was pregnant. How to understand? How to believe? There was only one way to verify the authenticity of the invitation. So Mary, in her delicate condition, made the journey to see her elder cousin. She traveled up and down the hill country, and all along the way she pondered and wondered and waited to know for herself the confirmation of the promise, the revelation of the word. Their encounter must have been ecstatic. The young virgin and the old barren crone embracing until they almost burst with joy. Indeed, it is true. What the angel said to me is as true as the warmth of the sun. For even barren deserts bloom in the spring. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord.